We meet Andrew Leland as he's suspended in the liminal state of the soon-to-be-blind. He's midway through his life with retinitis pigmentosa, a condition that ushers those who live with it from sightedness to blindness over years, even decades. He grew up with full vision, but starting in his teenage years, his sight began to degrade from the outside in, such that now he sees the world as if through a narrow tube. Soon, but without knowing exactly when, he will likely have no vision left. Full of apprehension, but also dogged curiosity, Leland embarks on a sweeping exploration of the state of being that awaits him. Not only the physical experience of blindness, but also its language, politics, and customs. He negotiates his changing relationships with his wife and son, and with his own sense of self, as he moves from his mainstream, typical life to one with a disability. Part memoir, part historical and cultural investigation, this book represents Leland's determination not to merely survive this transition, but to grow from it, to seek out and revel in that which makes blindness enlightening. This is Holly Sylvester. Please join me for Andrew Leland's The Country of the Blind, a memoir at the end of sight.